and drug shops operators in Kuluba sub-county, Koboko district, have called for continued awareness barazas by the National Drugs Authority. This call follows an engagement the drugs regulatory body organized in Bushia Trading Center in Koboko district. The program was to create awareness on the rights and roles of the private health service providers. Jura Joseph with more details.
Drugshop and clinic operators in Kuluba Sub-County Busia Trading Center in Koboko District have asked the National Drugs Authority West Nile Office to conduct regular community awareness on the regulatory policies to establish and operate clinics. The urge was made during an engagement with the drugshop operators in Busia in a move to educate and inform the public on the dangers of operating illegal drugshops and trading in smuggled drugs. During the engagement, the participants welcomed the initiative introduced by National Drugs Authority in West Nile and have appealed for annual interactions of such kind to inform and educate the community.
I am a PST from Busia village. We learned a lot before. We used to suffer whereby when these people, they came with the vehicle, we just locked the doors and we ran away. We fear them because we know they are going to lock our door.
This is my first time to attend face-to-face discussion with NDA. I have learned the process of licensing, the special conditions that are required for licensing, like the state of the house, the size of the house, then the personnel who work in the facilities.
I am grateful to them because this is yet my first time to attend such kind of things. I encourage them to start such kind of meetings annually so that it can also help us to learn more things.
Emmanuel Omirambe, the regional manager for West Nile, explained that clients to National Drugs Authority operating drug shops and clinics in West Nile don't comply.
And what we have identified with this particular center, keep on running away from us when we come to give support to them. Those who attended this meeting, there are 23, those who came. But when you go find out how many are licensed, you find few are licensed, and you wonder why. The communities themselves are also not friendly to us, NDA. So we thought there was a knowledge gap. We need to come to them, talk to them, make them understand what NDA does, what our roles are, and then from there we start moving on well.
With the fight to control continued illegal operations of drug shops and medical clinics across West Nile, Omirambe noted that the region also battles with the sale of illegal drugs from South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
We have some few drugs which come in especially from Congo because the smugglers bring them in bags. We have women smugglers who bring those drugs. In bags, there are majorly two products, Super Petit and Kifaro. Now Kifaro has reduced, but Super Petit are still there in the market.